Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Jasmine. May I have your zip code, please?
84010.
84010.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Would it help you if you had my order number?
What is your first and last name?
First name is James, last name is Williams. Would you like my order number? Would that help you?
Okay. I have your information pulled up for you, and may you please verify your address as well?
1919 South, 50 West, Battleford, Utah, 84001.
Okay, thank you. And taking a look at the account, I see that you have the test onyx and the nitro onyx. How can I help you?
I did order a trial sample, but now I send it to my account on the 7th and 8th of April that you furnished me $92.90 and $91.89 for something I haven't ordered, nor do I want.
Okay, it does show that the original order for the product, it was placed on March the 20th. Will you pay for
Correct.
The shipping and handling of $6.70
right.
and $7.45? And when you
right.
did state that you would be signing up for a 14-day trial,
I did not.
The terms and conditions stated that you would be signing up for a 14-day trial, and if you did not discontinue within the 14-day trial, you would be charged the retail price.
It
was stated where
that.
You selected well, that you were over the age of 18.
Do you understand me when I'm talking to you? I got your original email from when you originally sent the stuff out. It didn't have anything on it about 14-day trial, and if I didn't cancel, you were going to start judging me for it. And I'm not going to be charged for it, nor am I going to pay for it. You can cancel it. I can see the product I've got back that's just never been opened. Just let my credit card company handle it any way you want to do it.
Okay, well, what I can do is go ahead and get the account canceled out for you. And what I can do for you is a courtesy due to the misunderstanding of the terms and conditions when you originally placed the order, I can provide you with a refund of 35%.
I don't want a refund of any amount. I'll give you back your product, and we're done.
Okay, you wouldn't be able to send the product back.
Okay. But I'm not paying you any more than I've already paid you. I'm not paying you $92.90 nor $91.89 for this order that you've done in April.
Okay, well, what if I can do this for you and provide you with the 50% refund? You'll receive half of your money back.
I don't care for the product at all.
Okay, well, what if I can do this and provide you with the 75% refund?
I'm trying to explain this to you, and I'm only going to say it one more time. I do not want your product, nor do I intend to pay any more money for it. You can either cancel this whole thing, or I just turn it over to my credit card as fraud. But I don't care which.
Okay. Well, what I'm going to do is go ahead and get the account refunded in full. It'll go back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
What amount, Will?
For the $91, for the retail price for both products.
No, you're not taking it out in the first place.
You've already disputed the charges?
Yes, I'm disputing the charges.
Have you disputed the charges already?
Yes.
Okay, well, what you'll need to do in order to receive the refund, you'll need to call back in with your bank on the line.
I'm not going to do that either. I'm just going to turn over to the fraud department of my credit card. You can either cancel it or we'll go that route. I don't care which one we do. Just tell me what you're going to do.
I did offer you to issue a full refund on the account, but you did say that you disputed the charges. So in order for you to receive the full refund, you must call back in with your bank on the line.
Okay. With what on the line?
Your bank or your car company.
Not happening.
Okay, well, thank you for contacting customer support. You have a great day.
You too.